Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, bolder, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer and you are with Talk TV. Now, author J.K. Rowling, remember her? She slammed the media's coverage of a murderer and cat killer, Scarlett Blake. Blake is a man, not a woman. Not that you'd know that from a lot of the coverage in the media. And whether it's on Sky News that she particularly pulled out by writing a tweet saying, "I'm so sick of this, beep. This is not a woman. These are not our crimes." Or whether it's pretty much every major newspaper and website now. We are constantly seeing the most extraordinary situation where we have men who are committing crimes, often against women, rapes and murders, sadistic killings often, or against other men, being referred to as women, because that's how they identify. But it doesn't make them women. And isn't the media supposed to be in the business of informing with facts, not feelings? Well, joining me to discuss this right now is the fabulous Kelly J. Sheen, founder of Standing for Women. Good morning to you, Kelly J.
Hello, good morning.
Now, you are the person who persuaded me. We had a big, long chat about this off air one day some years ago about using preferred pronouns for trans people. And I said I just thought it was only polite and I'd use those when I interviewed people or when I was talking about people because it seemed only polite. And you pointed out that got us into the mess of court cases of someone saying, having to say her penis and things like that. And you've been proved right. So I'm going to guess you are fully behind JK on this one.
I really am. And I think what's in the public interest is to know what sex somebody is who's committing crime, because we get into hot water, really. We've got people now talking about, you know, female crimes are rising and there's more violent criminals that are women. And we don't really know if that's true because it's not how it's reported. So not only has this ideology just ravaged its way through the police service and the court service, which means they don't accurately report what sex somebody is, but also IPSO has a duty to an organisation called All About Trans that captured IPSO back in 2016.
Just explain what IPSO is.
So that's the independent press...
I don't know. But basically, they try and regulate and guide the press on what they on language they should use. And standards, yes. Standards, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So their editor's code talks about public interest and accuracy. So stories have to be accurate. You can't mislead the public, which obviously saying that somebody is a woman when they're a man, when they've killed someone, is inaccurate. And I think it's totally in the public interest to inform people of the truth. But this All About Trans organisation that went in have persuaded IPSO that it's best if men who call themselves women are referred to however they so please in the story, and that it's not really anything to do with the story what sex someone is. Yeah. And it patently is.
Yes.
It's everything.
And especially
to do
in the case of sex crimes against children in particular, we see this again and again and again. And especially as latest stats on those who've been convicted and end up behind bars, that 70%, yeah, these are official stats from mainland British prisons, 70% of men who identify as trans women behind bars in the prison system have been convicted of violent or sex crimes. Far, far above the rest of the population. And we know a huge number of these men will only claim to be trans once they've been arrested or once they've been charged or once they've been convicted and then asked to be sent to women's prisons. There are still some men in women's prisons because they claim to be trans, even though, of course, we know, especially if you're a sex killer or a violent killer, you know, you are someone who is you're a risk to the women behind bars. And this is the thing. Most people think this is all crazy. Why would this happen? And they don't know it's happening because they read the articles, they hear the reports, watch the reports on television and radio, and they don't know they're being lied to. I mean, even in the case of the murder of the teenager, Brown Ajayi, a trans teenager, we were told. I remember looking at the copy early on, but I remember the story came out on a Thursday or Friday, and I wasn't on air, and I didn't look at it so closely. But from my reading of the articles, this was a girl who identified as trans, Brown Ajayi, and had been horrifically murdered by the two young teenagers as well. And no, yeah. Brown was a boy who identified as trans. Now, very happy for Brianna to do that. Very happy for in her short life, her parents, and would not, you know, want to offend the parents in any way. But it is the duty of the media to report the actual facts about either a victim or a perpetrator. That is the job. I did court reporting as a cub reporter on my local newspaper when I was training. You know, you had to get, you know, names right. You had to get the age, where someone was from, what they did, what they've, you know, what they've been accused of, what crimes they were actually committing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Facts matter, and if they don't matter, or they matter less than feelings, which is all that trans is, it's a feeling that someone is not at the same sex as the one they actually are, then well, why don't we just make up everything about the report? Why don't we just not bother reporting court cases at all?
Yeah, and I think what it does is it informs the public that actually the polite, and we've heard this recently from really well-respected journalists like Janice Turner, that it is courteous and polite and respectful to call men, use female language for men. And it's really not. It's really quite disrespectful, impolite, and very discourteous to women to give our language away. And I just think it's extraordinary. You know, it's just so misleading. When I try and describe it like this, if I said to you, come and wait in my house, and my friend, she'll arrive at 6:30. And so you'll be sat in my house waiting for my female friend, yeah, with that little word, she, my female friend to arrive, and you will have a totally different feeling about that than if I said, wait in my house, and at 6:30, he'll arrive. You know, my friend, he's going to arrive at 6:30. So these are really important words. They are not to be taken lightly. We've got to stop lying to people.
It's a lie.
Terrible crimes.
You're right. It is a lie. Now, I mean, JK saying, you know, I'm fed up with this beep. I'm with her all the way. So am I. I call it out all the time. I message people, you know, journalists often, you know, privately to say, stop doing this. They're being told, well, you have to be nice to do this. You'll be called transphobic if you don't do it. It's not transphobic to use facts. Facts are never transphobic or hateful. They're just facts. You can say a man who identified as if he were a woman. But again, I think we need to stop using terms like trans women and trans men, because we know from surveys that people don't know what you mean. You say trans woman, people assume it's a woman. Or at the very least, they assume it's a man who's had all his bits cut off and has genuinely been living as a woman all his life. It's not the case. It's just, you can just, you don't even need to put a wig on. You can be 6 foot four with a beard and lumberjack shirt and say, I'm a woman. Oh, right, now we all have to call you she and her. I'm sorry, it is a lie. I think that it's time that women and men, and there are many men who agree with us on this, say enough is enough. We need to tell the media. And yes, yes, the newspaper's in the building where I am right now, and people on Talk TV right now, all the other media. Enough is enough. We won't put up with this anymore. Now, whether it's a boycott, whether we do a letter-writing campaign, we need to stop this.
Yes, 100%. I mean, look, I'd rather be called transphobic than a liar any day of the week.
Yep.
So bring it on.
Bring it on. Kelly J. Keane, you've been a fantastic advocate on this. Thank you very much, founder of Standing for Women. Still with me is Philip Ingram. I mean, are we just old school? I like facts.
Well, simple facts. And you know, I think the press, as I said earlier, they need to realise that they're not informing by using all of these incorrect pronouns.
They're misinforming.
They're misinforming and they're influencing people.
We should be writing complaints, shouldn't we? We should write complaints every time that we have been misinformed and lied to, that someone is something different from what they are.
And it's disinformation. You're deliberately misleading. Someone knows that something is inaccurate and they're putting it out deliberately to have an effect. That is disinformation.
Absolutely.
We can't have our press being led by disinformation.
You're a military man. You have to deal with facts in the military. Exactly. It's crucial, isn't it? And J.K. Rowling says, let's just be honest. That's all she's saying. Let's just be honest. When a man goes out and kills, whether it's a cat or another human being, or in the case of this murderer, Scarlett Blake, both, we should talk about them as what they are, a biological man. And claiming that Scarlett Blake is a woman and calling her she and her is a lie. And the media's job is to tell the truth. It's to inform. It's to be accurate. And when the media, and by the way, it's across the board, it's broadcasters, it's print media that I work with and work for at times, and they constantly refer to trans criminals when they are biological men as women. It's got to stop. It's a lie. It's dishonest. And today, I'm going to call on all women and right-thinking men, and we know there's lots of you out there as well, to basically stand up to this. I think you should write to the editors of these programmes. I think you should write to the bosses. I think you should say, enough is enough. We will no longer put up with these lies about our gender anymore and about our sex. We are not committing these crimes. Men are. Call them what they are. Trans woman is not a woman. Trans woman is a man.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.